stern is that, Doctor?
I've merely done what I could to help him keep their secret. They chose to live here, far from the town, that their home should not be discovered. It is a disgraceful thing that their honest love should have been forced into hiding from that miser, Monk James. It is thanks to Godfrey's own discretion, not mine, that we have succeeded until now.
As to discretion, Doctor, you have my word on it.
But there are newspapers, sir.
I'll cooperate in keeping the facts from them.
I thank heaven that I turned my carriage back. Or I should have persisted in my judgment of you, sir. But I could not leave poor Godfrey alone in such a plight. Like you, I was too late.
Mrs. Staunton died just before we came to her.
It was consumption. Of the most virulent kind. The poor boy was half crazed with grief when he learned of it. A terrible blow.
There is none more agonizing. I knew it.
This secret marriage, the loneliness of this cottage added to their misfortune. Hewitt and I were the only people who could offer assistance. He's gone now to the village for help.
It will be wasted effort, I'm afraid.
Indeed, Doctor, we have labored in vain. I would gladly have treated a poor girl without a fee, but Godfrey wouldn't hear of it. He had little money, but he was rich in pride and honesty. Well, his 13 guineas may help with the funeral.
It must have been at the crisis of her illness that Mr. Staunton had to play the varsity match.
Yeah, he could not get out of it. Not without explanations which would reveal the secret.
Poor man.
I tried to cheer him up by a telegram.
And he replied to you.
Imploring me to do all I could.
Stand by us, for God's sake.
You've seen it. How, I do not know. Perhaps I should have been more honest. Told Godfrey how urgent the danger really was, but he could have done no good here.
And who communicated the truth to him? Hewitt.
Hewitt? He's never left Cambridge. He has driven me here every day since the poor girl fell ill. Whatever could give you that idea?
A coincidence. Nothing.
No, I sent the truth to the girl's father. He went to Godfrey at the hotel. And that young man has remained here since Thursday night. Kneeling at the end of his wife's bed. Until this morning, when death has put an end to her sufferings.
I speak for us both, Dr. Armstrong. You can rely on our absolute discretion.
You are a good fellow, Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson.
Dr. Armstrong.
Come, Watson.
The agony, Holmes, on that young man's face.
Yes.
Heavens, but after that house of grief, the air is sweet.
Yes.
And there is a beautiful young woman who will never breathe it.
In The Missing Three-Quarter, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Peter Jeffrey as Dr. Armstrong. Staunton was played by Matthew Morgan, Overton by Robert Portal, Lord Mount James by Peter Howell, the post office clerk by Cyril Jenkins, the porter by Philip Anthony, and Hewitt by Steve Hodson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Missing Three-Quarter was dramatized for radio by Roger Daines and directed by Patrick Rayner.